And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
I got Pastor William Rennick, and I understand you're tonight enjoying the L.A. Clipper game, Pastor, right?
Phil, we are. I want to thank a very good man, Billy Crystal.
Mr. Crystal's seats? Billy Crystal's seats?
He's a wonderful man, a very charitable man. We're enjoying the game tonight. But we had a very traumatic weekend, as everyone did. And I am still very much reeling from the news that we received on Wednesday morning.
Well, it was tragic all the way around. The news that the miners were safe, and then that they were not.
This is something that I put at the feet, primarily the news media. When I'm looking at people on the television, whether it's Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or anyone, and I don't have any problem with their politics. I do have a problem with them announcing a news event or announcing some kind of a news item before they know exactly what the facts are. And they're on there acting all happy. They knew these men had died. And we had a very traumatic weekend. But I will tell you this.
Tell me about a Sunday when you found out, when you really got the news that these men were trapped.
When I found out on Saturday night. On Sunday, we had the most amazing 24 hours, I think, in the history of our congregation. We had raised $40,000 in a 24-hour period.
Now, it's Joyful Union Congregation, so people know.
Joyful Union is our congregation of Bellflower, but we did an outreach with other churches in the area.
Yeah, so people know that is your church in Bellflower.
That, yes. We've got about 1,000 members. But we raised $40,000 in a little over 24 hours to help defray the medical expenses for these men, only to find out that they were gone.
Yeah.
That they had died. And I will tell you, Philip, I ask God, what should I do? What do we do with this money? We raised this money for the medical expenses of these miners.
Right.
And now they were gone. And they were gone, and we were told that they were alive. And I think this is a sick, and I think it's a very, very sick joke played by the news media. And I think it is the devil's hand when a news media come out and tell you these men are alive and they're not.
Well, let's let that rest. I don't know whose fault it is.
No, but I'm just giving you my read on this. But the more important issue, I think, Phil, when I found out that these men were gone, I went to my knees and I prayed to God.
Yes, sir.
And I said, what should I do? God, please give me some sign of what to do.
Now, what were you praying for, Pastor Rennick, specifically?
Phil, I was praying to God. I was asking God what to do. We had raised all this money.
Okay.
And these men were now gone. Lord, I pray that they are with you now. And I said, Jesus, they're with you now. What should I do with this money? Do I return it to my congregation?
Right.
Do I give it back to the people who had so generously donated this money? What should I do? And I prayed and I prayed.
And what about, Pastor?
Yes.
What about sending it back to the family members of these men?
I asked Jesus to lead me with that, Phil, and God told me. I said, do I send this money back to the family? I said, do I give this money to the American Red Cross? Do I give this money to the Salvation Army? God, please give me a sign. And as clear as I am speaking with you right now, the Lord said to me, for 19 years, you have suffered with pain in your lower back. Now, I have had an injury to my lower back when I was a very young man. I was a very confused young man. I was not with the right kind of people. I suffered a back injury in a freak accident.
You know, I've got a bad back. How did it happen?
You know, I'll tell you how it happened. I was on a television program when I was a young man. I was on a dance program. Have you seen these programs on TV where the young people dance?
Right. You were on a dance show on television?
Yes.
I know that you like that you have danced in the past?
Well, I was on a program, and this was a freak accident. I was with a young lady. They asked if we wanted to dance on one of the elevated platforms on the TV show, and I said, yeah, we'll do that. And I got going. I fell backwards off this dance platform.
Well, that's a lawsuit.
Well, you know what? I was very young, and I'll tell you something. I think God showed me the way. I didn't sue anybody. You know, I was a young man. But it did show me the light on some things.
What was the TV show? I'm curious.
On the program I was on?
Yeah.
Phyllis is a show that's been on the show. It was called Soul Train. If you remember this old show, Soul Train.
I do, yeah. So you were on Soul Train.
Well, I'll tell you, I fell off this, and Don Cornelius was the host, and he's standing there. But I suffered a cracked vertebrae, and when I spoke to God, God said to me, you have been in pain, and you cannot lead my people when you are in pain.
Right.
And I want you to build a seven-jet spa. I want you to get a seven-jet spa. Now, that was the words he used.
A seven-jet spa is what?
It's a therapeutic spa. He said, I want you to build a seven-jet spa. And a number in the Bible is very significant. If you know the number seven, it's very significant. And I want you to build a seven-jet spa with a hydro massage, a footwell. And I want you to do this for you.
Now, this is God talking to you about the money.
This is about the money that we had raised, yeah. And I said to him, God, are you sure that this is what you want me to do with money that people have given to help the miners' medical expenses? And God said, I want you to do this for yourself.
And so, Pastor Rennick?
Yes.
$40,000 that you raised for the miners will go to the building of a personal spa, right?
Well, let me tell you something, too, because I know you talked to Richard Duncan.
Well, I talked to, and for people who don't know, Richard Duncan is a member of the pastor's congregation. He told me some things. He said some very pointed things about your use of this money.
Bill, I want to say something, because you don't know Richard Duncan. I do. Richard Duncan is a wonderful man. God bless. I love him very much. I love him. He's a man of God. But I want to say one thing. He need to take care of his own house. He need to take care of his own house.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I will tell you, God is very specific. I'll let God judge. I'll let God judge him. But the Bible is very specific about man laying down with another man.
Are you saying this man is gay?
Phil, I'm going to let God judge him. But the Bible is very specific about a man laying with a man. And about about the sodomite. And Richard Duncan, I said, he need to take care of his own house.
All right, Pastor Rennick, our number is one. Hold on, we're at 800-449-8686. I'd ask you who's winning the game, but it seems not the time or the place, I guess.
Well, you know, I've not paid attention to the game. I've been, my wife Clara's down. She's talking to Billy Crystal. She's talking to everybody down there. I've not had my heart in this because of what happened.
I understand it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're speaking with Pastor William Rennick of Joyful Union Congregation. 24 hours, they raised, in a 24-hour period, they raised $40,000 to go to the medical expenses of the trapped miners. And then, of course, the news came, Pastor Rennick, and I know that it was shocking, was for all of us, that those men were gone, as you said. And,
As I said, I hope they are with God. I know, I'm not going to say I hope. I know they are with God right now.
All right, but to tell people, you have $40,000 that can no longer be used, and you're going to be using that to build a personal spa. Now, I understand you prayed on this. I also know that I'm talking with this gentleman, Mr. Duncan, and you feel that he is not reliable because you say that he is a gay man.
No. I'm going to let God be the judge. I don't judge any man. I don't judge any man. I leave that to God. But I'm going to say, if you want to talk about me building a personal spa, then I say to him, you down there with the sodomites. What you talking about?
Well,
you down there, man, the Bible said a man don't lay down with a man. What you talking about?
Right.
You know.
But
Bible says, spew me out of your mouth. If you laying down with a man. So Richard Duncan, and I love him. I love him very much. And he has been a very pivotal member of our congregation. But he tell me I can't build it. God told me. Richard Duncan didn't tell me. God's the one that said, I'll throw you down a sodomite. God's the one that said, you don't lay down with a man. And Richard Duncan tell me I can't build a spa? That's horse crap. And I say that, you know, and people have a problem with the way I talk. You know that.
Well, I know that you're very direct.
I'm very direct because I'm filled with the spirit tonight. And outrage at the news media for misleading us about this terrible, terrible tragedy.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick, Joyful Union Congregation, about 1,500 to 2,000 strong in Bellflower, California, raised $40,000 for the trapped miners' medical expenses. Of course, regrettably and tragically, that money is not needed now. And Pastor Renick, rather than I asked him, why not send it on to the families, why not donate it, he said that praying on it, his prayer was answered by way of that he should build some kind of a personal spa for his back, which has been a painful issue for him for a long time. A couple of members of the congregation have come forward and called this a blatant misuse of the money. And you heard Pastor Renick commenting on one of them. Richard Duncan is his name, who we also spoke with earlier. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449. Yeah, Pastor?
I'm telling you that God told me to build a 7-jet spa with hydro massage. Now, that's a very specific thing for God to tell a man. And this guy Duncan is trying to tell me I'm full of crap? Boy, he got a pair on him when a man ain't full right out with a man.
You know? All right, I got that. I got to go to a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Watch Soul Train.
Well, I had started to date a young lady who knew someone who produced that show. And so we went on that television show. And I fell off that platform. Now, you said that I'd think about suing him. And, you know, that thank God, even then, I wasn't that kind of person. I said, no. But, you know, I've had that pain ever since. And I remember the host of that show was a man by the name of Don Cornelius, if you remember the show.
Yes, I do, very much.
And he looked out at me. I was laying. I was in pain. He looking at me. And that brother looked at me, and he said, well, I better go. I got to do, you know, and he'd go out and do his pimple cream commercial or whatever he got to do. And I'm laying there. I'm in pain. And Don Cornelius, who's one of the biggest personalities in black television, black radio, looking at me like I'm nothing more. He's looking at me like a white man look at me. He looking at me like he white. I've always remembered that. That Don Cornelius, the host of Soul Train, which is a television show that many young people watch, he thought he was a white man.
Does that make you angry?
That doesn't make me angry, Phil. What it does is it tell me what I had to do with my life, and that was to be in the service of God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're really not talking about... We're talking about the bad back you have. You prayed to God on what to do with $40,000 that you had raised for the trapped miners' medical expenses. You know, there is one gentleman who is alive.
What? I'm sorry, Phil?
There is one of the miners who's alive.
There's one of the
one of the miners?
One of the miners alive. Yes, I know that. I know that. But $40,000... Look, I didn't know he was alive. Everybody told me they're all dead. And that's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying that if you wanted to go to some medical expenses, 1-800-449-8686.
No, but he's being taken care of. I'm talking about all of them.
I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. We're with Pastor William Renick.
Yeah, you know, I've listened to your show a lot. I like your show. Wanted to get that out of the way. I've never called a radio show in my entire life or a TV show or anything like that. This pastor, or reverend, or crook, or whoever he thinks he is...
Well, you know what?
$40,000.
Better question to ask, who do you think you are?
Is defrauding, you know,
that's a better
whomever
question.
Donated the money. Plain and simple.
What did you say,
Eric? Lord have mercy on
Eric,
you
what
when
you
the
say?
IRS comes.
You said it was defrauding?
I believe it's defrauding.
No.
The people that donated this money didn't donate it for a spa, buddy.
You know, we, with the best of intentions, raised that money for those miners.
Well, why is it going to a spa?
Because those men, you know, because in the mercy of the Lord...
You think they're going to go to a spa afterwards?
Because the Lord saw fit to call them home. Because the Lord... And you find that... look at this man think it's funny that those men died.
No.
That,
what
no, I don't think
funny,
he's...
No, he's laughing at those dead men. You laugh at a dead man.
Funny, no, he's
and
not.
It's not even funny. It's embarrassing that you would take the money that these families could use
no.
to pay bills.
Wait a minute.
Pay the medical
fraud.
Expenses for the one gentleman who's still in the hospital.
Didn't you just say you didn't want me to defraud people?
Yeah,
I didn't
you're,
say
you're
I was
defrauding
raising,
everybody.
No, I didn't say I was raising that money for the family. I was raising it for the men.
Well, what about the one guy that's still alive?
You're not giving any money to him?
Who are you talking about?
The gentleman who's still alive.
Who the
miner.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, I know. I didn't know who you were talking about. You're talking about the miner.
That's
the
correct.
Guy that's alive, yeah.
That
yeah.
man, the money was intended for all. We'll send him. First of all, I signed a contract.
First of all, how far
no,
do you
no,
think
no, no,
$30,000
no.
goes to
so
a hospital
I, expense? I signed a contract with the Sunshine Spa Company. Now, you asking me not to defraud people. And I just hired them. And that man's in critical condition. I don't know if he's going to make it.
Oh, come on, man. These are miners. I don't know. I know they have insurance through their union.
Right there. The magic words right there. They got insurance through their unions.
Well, then why would you raise money for the other guys?
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Henry, as long as you're going to give the answers to this gentleman, then why do you even have him on the air? You're giving this man everything he wants to say.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's pretty well, much making it cut and dry.
I'll tell you right now, Eric. Another man that agree with you is a man named Richard Duncan in my congregation.
Is he gay, too?
Hey.
I'm not gay, but...
You know, I'm not asking.
I mean, what I've heard from you is
God's your judge.
And you're bashing your own...
No, God's your judge. But Bible said man don't lay with a man.
Well, what has that got to do with Mr. Duncan questioning what you're doing with the money? Eric, thank you for your call. What has that got to do with...
I just think he'd take care of things in his own house. See what I'm saying? Man, the man got to take care of his own house.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brandon, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got one point for you, man. I think you're a little bit delusional if you think that God has told you,
well, you
to
know,
spend this money on your... Wait, let me finish.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I am. And if you think about all of the teachings and the theme of the Bible, there was only one time that Jesus was, and I'm going to use the word tempted, to do something for himself. Well, after he got baptized and he went into seclusion and fasted for 40 days, it was the devil that came and said, just make some bread for yourself so that you can ease yourself.
The
do something
devil,
for yourself.
The
it wasn't.
Said, nah, the
it was
said,
not God.
The devil
it was
said,
the devil.
The
so
devil,
you need to
the
think
devil
about
said,
who
I know
is giving you these definitions to tell you to do something for yourself,
no,
man.
He asking me,
I'm going
to
tell you, brother.
No,
I'm going to tell you, brother. Let
no,
me finish.
He didn't say to do it for myself. He said, you can't leave my people if you're in pain. So he's doing it for himself, through me.
You are out of your mind.
I'm not judging you. Why you judge me?
Well, because you've got questions being raised by members of your congregation about
it. I told you about the member of my congregation. These are people
they're
that are in sin.
If then you know what?
They live in sin. They're laying with men. There's a whole group of them.
That has nothing to do.
They get together.
With, that has nothing to do with what you have taken upon yourself to decide what to do with the funds that people gave out of their own good heart and their own.
Would you let this man finish, Pastor?
I'm sorry, I can't hear Phil because of the basketball game.
Well, if you could go outside or something, go ahead, Brandon. Finish.
What I'm saying is, you're taking it upon yourself to make a decision on what these people decide to do.
I got a joke for you because I just seen. Swish from the top of the key. I just see. What's that white boy? He hit a swish from the top of the key, Phil.
That's funny. But the fact is, we're talking about something else.
Yeah, I think somewhere deep down, you know, too. That's why you keep trying to take it, turn it back on whoever's talking to you or whoever's calling what you've decided to do.
Well, I don't know how you can judge me. I was called.
I'm not judging you.
Ministry.
I'm judging what you've decided to do with what other people intended to use as mercy and help to these other people. Listen to yourself. You just in that last discussion with the first caller, when you said you didn't even know that other guy was alive.
I didn't know he was a minor until you told me.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
The guy on the Clippers is a forward named Yaroslav or something?
He's a white man playing a forward. Is that the man?
Yeah. We're back with Pastor William Renick. We're back on the air, Pastor.
All right.
And our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I know you're enjoying the Clipper game tonight, but we are talking about what happened over the weekend. And
Phil, if I can interrupt for just a second.
Let me reset up what we're saying here.
All right.
That $40,000 was raised by your congregation for the medical expenses of the minors. I understand that that was the specific purpose, correct?
That is correct.
When the tragic news came that those poor men were gone, you decided, you say through prayer, that you should build a seven-jet massage spa.
It's called a seven-jet spa with a hydro massage and a footwell. And God had told me.
You are saying through prayer.
I'm telling you, I'm not Philip. I'm not claiming it. I'm not guessing it. I'm not wishing it. I'm not hoping. You know, there was a song a long time ago. Springsteen. She sang a song called Wishing and Hoping. You know, you can wish, you can hope. I'm not wishing, I'm telling you, God. Now, you don't have to believe Pastor William Renick, but you got to believe God. You damn sure believe Jesus.
I understand that, okay? But the people are saying, and some of them...
Phil, I'm not concerned with what people say. I'm only concerned with what one man said, and he died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And from that cross, hanging there with a spear in his side, with a crown of thorns on his head, hanging from nails driven through his flesh and bone, he looked at me and he said, you build yourself a spa. And he even winked at me when he said it. Now that's the kind of Lord and Savior I can get with that. So I'm not interested in what a man say.
I don't know, you know, your terminology is...
You know, Phil, I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to just lead people to everlasting salvation.
I know, but hanging from the cross, he winked at me and said, build a spa.
That, Phil, this is the way I communicate. And if you don't like it, well, you know, my church is in an African-American community. I doubt very much whether a lot of white folks are going to like what I say. And maybe that's what the problem is tonight. Because I hear nothing but whites. Now, you give me an African-American, you give me a brother or sister on here, now we can talk turkey.
Well, what are you telling me, man? The white folks can't judge whether something is fraudulent or not?
No, I'm just saying, do they understand the realities of the subculture?
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over to Christine. Hi, Christine. You're on with Pastor William Renick on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't totally disagree. I don't see how he can lead anybody.
I can't hear the lady. I can't.
You lead them to God if you deceive them.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Tell them one thing and you do another. How can you lead them to God?
How am I telling them? What am I doing that's wrong? Are you kidding me?
You're lying.
What?
You're lying.
Ma'am, I can't understand. Are you talking? It sounds like the lady talking on a tin can.
I can. Christine, there's a little bit of a problem with your phone. You're much better now. What happened?
Okay. I switched my microphone.
Okay.
He lied.
Sounded like you're talking on a tin can and a Dixie cup. What'd the lady say?
Repeat what you said, Christine.
How can you lead people if you deceive them?
No, ma'am, I didn't deceive them. The money was raised so that the men would have medical expenses. Now, once we find out Wednesday morning that they all, you know, they ain't going to need no medical expenses.
You lied.
No, I didn't lie. I didn't know the men were going to die. Wait a minute. How could I lie if I didn't know the men were going to die? I didn't know the men were going to die.
He didn't all die. One's still alive. He needs medical expenses.
Well, he don't need all $40,000, does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, you do? In other words, you got his medical bills in front of you? Well, you're a better person than me.
Well, you better call the hospital because I bet you it's $40,000 right now.
Now you're betting me. A minute ago, you were certain. See, Christine, in life, we all want to believe something. I got a bad back. I fell off of a dance platform.
My mom has a bad back.
I understand
that. She fell and broke her vertebrae, and she still goes on without no $40,000 spa.
Well, God told me, because I lead a congregation of 1,000 people. I'm on a dance show. You're a very young lady.
You deceived. I'm not very young. I am not a young lady. young lady. I'm an old lady.
Well, I see you sound like a young lady. I'm paying you a compliment. And here's and you, then if you were an old lady, you remember a show called Soul Train?
Yes, I remember Soul Train.
I was dancing on that show. I fell off a dance mat.
There's a lot of people that could have sued a lot of people for a lot of things, and they didn't.
I didn't sue.
I could have sued. I could have sued, and I didn't.
Soul Train?
No. I could have sued a hospital for the death of my daughter, and I didn't.
Well, how do you know they was responsible for it?
How do you know it was their fault that you fell off that stage?
Are you kidding? The man said to me, what, you get up there and dance? Now, I'm what are you talking about? I'm dancing for the good of their show so they can have people buying Jerry Curl or whatever that mess was they were selling. And the next thing you know, I fell on my ass.
It happened.
And Don Cornelius, the host of that show, looked at me like he was
because you didn't sue them doesn't mean you can take their $40,000.
What did you slip on, Pastor?
I slipped on sweat. I mean, it's full of sweat.
That's your sweat. You slipped on your sweat.
Oh, that's bull crap. What I did was...
Let me ask you something. As a pastor, are you allowed to say words like that?
Like what?
Like C-A-R-P?
Oh, come on, Phil. Phil, I'm in the business of trying to draw people to the Lord, to the Savior, the blood of the Lamb.
I think you're doing it the wrong way.
Who am I talking with?
This is the late...
Oh, yeah. What were you...
We're talking about the one miner who's still alive.
The one miner who's still alive.
The guy that's alive.
Oh, the miner.
Yes.
Yeah, you forgot about him. You're too busy thinking about your spa.
No, I didn't. You had me. I was thinking about Don Cornelius and how much I hate him.
I think you need to think about that one miner laying in the hospital and how much he needs help.
Ma'am, he has his community around him. He's got his family around him. He's got he's got the whole country around him. And when I prayed to God, I prayed to Jesus, and he told me you build a spa. And he was specific. He said a seven-jet spa. Now, the number seven in the Bible, you know, I don't have to spell it out for you. Two and two don't make four. It makes seven.
Well, I don't believe what you did is right.
I mean, can you hold on another Miller Lite?
One of the things that I'm particularly upset with is that one of the congregation members, this Richard Duncan, called my show directly, and you can only say that the man is gay.
Another Miller Lite.
That the man has had laying down with other men, Pastor Rennick?
Yes, sir.
Why would you indict a man's sexual orientation like that?
And you talk about who?
Richard Duncan.
But Richard Duncan is a sodomite. You know what I mean by that?
And you're a liar.
He's laying with men. I'm a liar. You can't. I am not a liar. I didn't know those men was going to die. How can you call me? You know what? You must think I'm God. If you think I'm
going
to, I think I'll raise $40,000 for the men because I know they're going to die in 3 days.
There's one man still alive.
There's only one God I know, and I serve that God.
All right, look at Christine. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Going over to Tom. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I want to talk with this guy. I'm a businessman, and I totally disagree with what he did with the money. There's no way that God's going to tell a man to raise the money. You could pray, you could get a feeling that, you know, hey, you're going to raise the money.
What business you in? What business you in?
The business doesn't matter.
Oh, you ain't no business.
Business.
You know, you sound to me like you slopping hogs. That's your business.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Am I right about that? See, you're going to judge me, and you lying
to me. No. I'm not going
to
judge
you. You lying to me.
I'm going to judge the action that was retained in what you did.
You lying to me.
You wanted to talk to a black. You wanted to talk to a black Christian man. You talking to a black Christian man?
Yeah, you about
to
say? You about to say Don Cornelius?
You harping on folks' emotions and you trying to tell them, oh Jesus Christ, he was on the cross, he was this, he was that. Let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ defeated that cross. He got up and he flew out of here and he came back on this earth and he finished his mission and he can't be killed. And you're talking about he's still hanging on the cross. You need to get off the cross.
He's telling me
you need to get off the cross. You need to get off the cross. Jesus got off the cross. Jesus got off the cross. He went into a tomb. He came back from the dead, brother, and he walked on this earth.
Get out of here.
He ain't on that cross no more.
You're telling me like you bleached out. Hey, Tom, you bleached out a little bit on me. Now, quit you bleaching out on me.
What do you mean bleaching out?
This man, this brother bleached out long ago. Long time ago, he bleached.
Who did?
You bleached out. You did.
No.
You know what I mean by that, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say I'm done turn white on you or something.
Yeah, you turned white.
Boy, my background goes way back into slave.
All right.
And you ain't going to tell me.
I'll tell you something right now.
I'm bleached out.
Jesus looked at me from the cross. He gave me a big wink and a big thumbs up, even though his hand was nailed into the wood. And he said, you built a seven-jet ball with hydro massage and a footwell. And, man, you have at it.
All right. Hold. 1-8. What in? That guy was a black guy, bud?
Yeah, he said he was black and everything.
And you'd know, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't like him, but I'll put him on the air.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don Cornelius.
That's in the middle of light. You know, I want to tell you something, if we're on the air.
We are back, yes. Phil Henry with Pastor Rennick. Go ahead.
And I just wanted to say, at the Staples Center, we are enjoying the L.A. Clipper. And I want to thank Billy Crystal, who's a great movie actor and great, very funny man.
Absolutely.
For allowing us to sit in his seat. But I want to say, at the Staples Center, you get a Miller Lite beer. And I will swear this before the Savior, that they water it down. And I would.
I don't want to indict some businessman who's a concessionaire at the Staples Center, okay?
No, I asked this young man for Miller Lite, and they come back. And if they're not hitting that about a third water, I tell you, I'll walk on water. I'll walk on water. I know the Savior walk on water. I tell you, Jesus could walk on this beer. There's so much water in it. And I think it is wrong. You talk about fraud. You talk about defrauding the public. I will make a statement on the radio right now. And I want everyone to hear this.
Understand what you're saying, okay? There's some private businessman who's trying to make a dollar.
Not that he can make a dollar all he wants. But I give him $6 for a beer. And he's cutting that half in half with Arrowhead spring water. But I'll tell you right now, man, you are pushing your luck with me. I said to myself, I'm coming down, I took a sip of that beer, and I remember thinking to myself, man, he's asking for it.
All right, I got to get back to the calls.
I understand that. But you talk about defrauding the public. I think these are the things we need to talk about, not the fact that my congregation raised $40,000 for those men, and God called those men home. Phil, God called those men home. I did not call those men home. I'm not God. God called those men home. God have mercy on all of them.
I understand that.
So I took the $40,000. I prayed. I said, Jesus, what do you want me to do with this? And he lifted his head up, blood-soaked, sweat-stained. He looked up as he hung there, and he said, what? I said, Jesus, I said, I've got $40,000. What do you want me to do with it? He said, I don't give a... You know, he talked to me the way he talked to... He talked to people in a personal way. He looked at me and said, I don't give a... I don't care. And his head just slumped back down.
That's not saying build a spa.
That is his way of saying build a spa. And that's the difference between being called and just hearing things. See, I'm called. Some people just hear things.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm confused. God sent his only son to earth. And when he did that and he wanted to speak to his son, he sent one of his angels to go do that.
No, now, he didn't always send an angel. He talked to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he never sent an angel.
What's
he,
that?
He talked to Jesus many times. He didn't send an angel.
He spoke directly to his son Jesus while Jesus was on earth. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that Jesus spoke to his father many times without an angel. He talked to him in the Garden of Gethsemane before he
yes,
was crucified.
You're telling me, though. You're telling the audience
that
Jesus directly... You're telling us that Jesus, or that God directly told you that you need the spa.
All I'm telling you is I prayed on it. And I know what prayer is, as you know what prayer is. It's talking to God and hoping you get an answer. And I prayed, Jesus, I got an answer.
You told us that when God told you that you needed the spa, and he winked at you.
Yes, he winked at me.
From his mouth said that you need the spa, yet...
You know, Joanne, I don't know what you mean by...
He was on earth. He sent an angel down to give him all his messages.
What are you all hung up on these angels for? I just told you he don't always send an angel. Are you trying to tell me the only time you ever hear from God is when he sent an angel to you? Is that what you're trying to tell me? He appeared to me you wanted this, but I swear, if I'm not telling the truth, I'll take my clothes off and I'll run up and down Compton Boulevard. He told me.
No, if you're not telling the truth, God will.
No, well, you don't.
God will do His thing.
Look at.
God will do His
thing. I saw God on a Ritz cracker. I saw God on a Ritz cracker. Now go ahead and laugh.
What do you mean you saw God like on a like on that cheese sandwich?
You know, you can laugh all you want, but Jesus appears. He was on a Ritz cracker. He was in a bowl of soup.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Don Cornelius is a white man. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Pastor William Rennick with us. He's at the L.A. Clipper game. We have time for Narda. Narda, please go ahead.
This is Narda from Long Beach, and
yes.
I am a black woman, and I'm in the car with my black husband.
Thank God.
And we both think we're appalled at what you're doing. That money needs to go to that minor that's still in the hospital.
Wait a minute. When'd you bleach
your
eyes?
You're not going to give it to him. Shut up and listen.
When'd you start bleaching?
You talk too much. Shut up. Why don't you shut up and listen to somebody?
You're African American. You bleached out
you
on
know
me.
What? And what church are you at? I want to make sure I never attend your church. You know what? You're going to burn in hell.
I'm going to burn. Well, thank you.
Your knees oh,
check out Dr.
Again.
Laura.
You know that?
Yeah, okay. Here's the black Dr. Laura.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.